Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, December 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mimodactylus. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we take deep dives into fascinating corners of Wikipedia and explore how these topics connect to our contemporary world. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're traveling back in time to explore the world of Mimodactylus, a genus of pterosaurs that's captivated the scientific community. Get ready to spread your wings and let your imaginations fly. Mimodactylus emerges from a period in Earth's history known as the Early Cretaceous, roughly 130 million years ago. Now, pondering the vast stretch of time between us and them can be pretty mind-blowing, right? Just imagining a creature soaring the skies long before the first humans even appeared can give you a fresh perspective on the primordial story of life. The name Mimodactylus derives from a Greek term that means mimic finger, referencing the similar characteristics it shares with other pterodactyloids. It's like understanding how technologies today are often inspired by past inventions, adapting and evolving over time. Keep this thought in mind as we continue to explore. What makes Mimodactylus really stand out in the scientific community is its unique place in the evolutionary narrative. Unearthed in Lebanon, this little flyer provides a rare glimpse into the pterosaur communities living along the northeastern margin of the ancient Tethys Ocean. Interestingly, the fossil of Mimodactylus was not just any fossil. It was nearly complete. How often do scientists get such a clear look at a creature from so long ago? Quite rare, indeed. Here's a thought-provoking question for you all. What if finding a nearly complete skeleton was akin to discovering a preserved piece of history? How would our understanding of historical technologies change if we had physical artifacts as complete as this one? Understanding Mimodactylus sheds light on the ecological niches these flying reptiles occupied. Their uniquely adapted teeth suggest they were specialists, perhaps feeding on hard-shelled prey like crustaceans. In today's world, we see technology evolving to fit niche markets, just as organisms evolve to adapt to specific ecological roles. Consider this comparison: Mimodactylus in its niche and a smartphone app designed for a tiny targeted audience. Both are specialized tools shaped by the demands of their environments. The discovery of Mimodactylus isn't just about dusty bones locked away in museum cases. It's a living story. Picture the fossil's excavation. Imagine the excitement for the researcher unearthing it, the thrill of revealing a creature unseen for millions of years. Science isn't merely about facts and figures. It's animated by moments of discovery and human ingenuity. Moving forward, this find isn't just an isolated event. It contributes to our larger understanding of pterosaur diversity and distribution. Every discovery like this one is a puzzle piece, gradually assembling into a clearer picture, a picture that shapes our narratives of natural history. Think about it. Each new understanding, much like each new technological development, builds on what came before. This discovery in Lebanon also highlights the importance of preservation and protection of fossil sites. How crucial these sites continue to be in building our understanding of ancient life. It brings up an important question regarding our responsibility to the past. What legacy do we owe to these remnants of a world long gone? And how do we carry that forward in a way that respects both ancient ecosystems and current biodiversity? As we conclude today's exploration of Mimodactylus, let's ponder how stories of ancient creatures affect our own narratives. The decisions made eons ago by evolutionary forces shape paths we continue to walk today. Are we not, in some ways, reflections of these past adaptations? Could understanding the adaptability and evolution of these ancient creatures inspire us to embrace change and innovation in our own lives and technologies? In the spirit of continuous discovery and learning, I'd like to leave you with today's call to action. Dive into a topic you're unfamiliar with, let's say, fossil sites discovery and preservation. There's so much to unearth and learn from. Thank you for joining me on this flight through time on Wikipedia. Until our next episode, remember that every page turned is another world uncovered. Stay curious, stay informed, and let your mind, like the wings of Memedactylus, soar freely through the skies of knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mimodactylus. Thanks for listening. See you next time.